This is a poem about a mother and a daughter. And it's called Solfeggetto. And I don't know whether piano students at this time in history ever study a little kind of practice exercise piece called Solfeggetto. But it was a kind of study for piano students when I was a girl. Solfeggetto. Your windfall at 15, your Steinway grand, paid for by fire insurance, came to me as birthright, a black cave with teeth of ebony and ivory, twanging and thundering over the head of the crawling child, until that child was set on the big book on the chair to face the keyboard world of black and white, already knowing the world was black and white. The child's hands, smaller than a sand dollar, set on the keys, wired to their mysteries. The child's wits facing the ruled and ruling staves. For years, we battled over music lessons, mine taught by you. Nor did I wonder what that keyboard meant to you, the hours of solitude, the practicing, your life of prize recitals, lifted hopes, Piatti's nephew praising you at 16, scholarships to the North, or what it was to teach boarding school girls what won't be used, shelving ambition, beating time to On the Ice at Sweetbriar or the Sunken Cathedral for a child counting the minutes and the scales to freedom. Freedom, what could that mean for you or me? Summers of 36, 37, Europe untuned. What I remember isn't lessons, not Bach or Brahms or Mozart, but the rented upright in the summer rental, 100 best-loved songs on the piano rack. And so you played evenings, and so we sang Steal Away and Swanee River, Swing Low, and most of all, Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory of the Coming of the Lord. How we sang out the chorus, how I loved the watchfires of the 100 circling camps, and truth is marching on, and let us die to make men free. Piano lessons, the mother and the daughter, their doomed exhaustion, their common mystery, worked out in finger exercises, Czerny, Hannon, the yellow Schirmer albums, quarter rests, double holes, glyphs of an astronomy. The mother cannot teach the daughter because this is not the story of a mother teaching magic to her daughter. Side by side, I see us locked. My wrists, your voice, are tightened. Passion lives in old songs, in the kitchen, where another woman cooks, teaches, and sings, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. And in the book-lined room, where the Jewish father reads and smokes and teaches Ecclesiastes, Proverbs, the Song of Songs, the daughter struggles with the strange notations, dark chart of music's ocean, flowers and flags, but would rather learn by ear and heart. The mother says she must learn to read by sight, not ear and heart. Daughter who fought her mother's lessons, even today a scrip of music balks me. I feel illiterate in this your mother tongue. Had it been Greek or Slovak, no more could your native alphabet have baffled your daughter, whom you taught for years, held by a tether over the ivory and ebony teeth of the Steinway. It is the 300th anniversary of Johann Sebastian Bach. My earliest life woke to his English sweets under your fingers. I understand a language I can't read. Music you played streams on the car radio in the freeway night. You kept your passions deep. You have them still. I ask you, both of us, did you think mine was a virtuoso's hand? Did I see power in yours? What was worth fighting for? What did you want? What did I want from you?